SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we highlight the Carmack Agri-Brown Distinguished Lecture. Also in our program, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and thanks for joining us. Pure Drama, revisiting the radio play, is the title of the 5th annual Carmack Agri-Brown Distinguished Lecture at the University of the West Indies, Mona. The annual Carmack Lecture, which is open to the public, is one of the ways in which the Institute honors former director, the late Professor Agri-Brown, who made significant contributions to the development of media and communication in the Caribbean region. The presenter for this year's staging will be lecturer and creative writer Janet Morrison, who is an award-winning radio playwright.
The radio drama has occupied a space in the Jamaican media landscape to which many Jamaicans can relate. Dulcimania, for example, Life in Hopeful Village, and even more recently we've had Outer Road and so on. So we felt it necessary to revisit this particular radio format, which we feel is dying out. So the purpose of this lecture is to really reconsider the radio play and see what role it can play in the future of Jamaican radio. And we felt Janet Morrison would be the ideal candidate.
Lecturer at the Caribbean Institute of Media and Communication, Carmack, Dr. Livingston White. Janet Morrison is a specialist in development communications and a part-time lecturer and former student of Carmack. During the lecture, she will be reviewing the history and the use of the radio play in addressing wider development issues in Jamaica. She will also be sharing her experience in the writing and production of the radio docudrama called The Fisherman. This production won her the 23rd International Playwriting Competition organized by the BBC World Service and the British Council in partnership with Commonwealth Writers. So be sure to check out the 5th annual Carmack Agri-Brown Distinguished Lecture at the Carmack's Annex 2 Lecture Hall on the UWI Mona campus Thursday starting at 6 p.m.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 Jamaica is to empower our youth to contribute meaningfully to building and strengthening the communities to which they belong. Vision 2030, the roadmap guiding Jamaica to become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
1944, I go back. Get care and I go back. I embark on him. New York, but was Brooklyn, New York. And all right, I was transferred from that and go to the same place, New York. I work at a place and call him Williamson Camp. I work there. I go back on them. I took sick. I leave the farm and go to him, Manpower. I work at him hospital, Genesee Hospital. 14 months, I took sick. Again, and I come home. I go back 1945. I go back up there.
That was Stanford Johnson over in Manchineel, Portland. And remember, the invitation is always open for you to share some of your glimpses of Jamaica with us. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359-024 to find out how you can do just that. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.